Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
大家好,我是Echo.
And in today's elementary lesson, we are at the aquarium. It's hiring day. One of the fresh-faced new recruits goes up to the boss to ask what he's supposed to do, and what follows is decidedly fishy.
Today, 我们把你打扮成一只海豹。那鲨鱼不吃海豹？哈，你是海豹吗？哦，嗯，哈哈哈。Okay,
we're back. Let's go through this line by line and see what's going on here.
今天下午，你去打扫鲨鱼池。
This afternoon, you go and clean out the shark tank.
鲨鱼不吃人?
鲨鱼不吃人?
Don't sharks eat people?
对，所以我们把你打扮成一只海豹。对，所以我们把你打扮成一只海豹。That's
right. So we're going to dress you up like a seal.
那鲨鱼不吃海豹?
Sharks don't eat seals?
你是海豹吗?
你是海豹吗?
Are you a seal?
Oh. Okay,
that's the genius plan. Let's go back and listen to it one more time, keeping all that in mind.
今天下午，你去打扫鲨鱼池。鲨鱼不吃人? 对，所以我们把你打扮成一只海豹。那鲨鱼不吃海豹？哈，你是海豹吗？
哦。So we've got a lot of maritime vocabulary in today's lesson, and it's in the context of the following story. We're in an aquarium. At the aquarium, they have sharks.
鲨鱼.
The sharks live in a shark tank.
鲨鱼池.
It is the job of some poor unfortunate to go and clean.
打扫.
The shark tank.
鲨鱼池.
So that he won't be eaten, they decide to dress him up.
打扮.
As a seal.
海豹, 鲨鱼, 鲨鱼池, 打扫, 打扮, 海豹.
He's a bit worried because sharks also eat seals. But the director assures him that it's okay because he is not, in fact, a seal. So in addition to the animals that we've already gone through, there are other more generally edible ones that you'll find, like shrimp,
虾,
crabs,
螃蟹,
fish in general,
鱼, 虾, 螃蟹, 鱼.
Then there are different words for tank. Now, sharks, being large, need to be in a large tank.
池.
But if you've got goldfish,
金鱼.
Then you keep them in a much smaller tank in your house. That would be a
鱼缸. 缸.
Now that's it for vocab. We're going to go on now to grammar. And there's a really, really useful pattern in today's lesson. We see it in a few of the sentences.
鲨鱼不吃人?
鲨鱼不吃人?
Sharks don't eat people?
那鲨鱼不吃海豹?
那鲨鱼不吃海豹?
So, sharks don't eat seals? So this is a negative question.
中文里我们叫反问句.
Right, so you're basically turning it around. The positive form of this question would be, do sharks eat people?
鲨鱼吃人吗?
Do sharks eat seals?
鲨鱼吃海豹吗?
But now we're turning it around. Instead of saying, do they do this, we're asking, don't they do this?
鲨鱼不吃人吗? 鲨鱼不吃海豹吗?
And you can do this with more complicated sentences, too. You can kind of string things together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you could say, you still aren't cleaning the shark tank?
你还不去打扫鲨鱼池吗?
And this also works with the verb 有, which, as we all know by now, you cannot negate with 不, you need mm-hmm. to use 没.
没有。
So you can say something like, aren't there sharks in the swimming pool?
这个游泳池里没有鲨鱼吗?
Now, one thing you might have noticed in the dialogue is that they actually don't have 吗 on the end of their questions.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saying, don't sharks eat people?
鲨鱼不吃人吗?
They leave off the 吗 and it just becomes,
鲨鱼不吃人。
鲨鱼不吃人?
It's still a question.
Mm-hmm.If you have the special intonation there.
Yeah, it's all in the tone of voice.
Mm-hmm.
鲨鱼不吃人?那鲨鱼不吃海豹?
最后总结一下。
Mm-hmm.
我们用反问句的时候,就是用这个 structure 的时候,我们已经知道这个答案是 yes.
Yeah. So it's really almost exactly the same as the English question.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this? Doesn't this?
Yeah.
You already know the answer.It's a rhetorical question.
对。
All right, now bearing all that in mind, let's go back and listen to this again. Listen carefully to the rhetorical questions. Note that even though there's no ma there, there's still something in the intonation that makes it a question and not a statement.
今天下午，你去打扫鲨鱼池。
鲨鱼不吃人？
对，所以。我们把你打扮成一只海豹。
那鲨鱼不吃海豹？
哈，你是海豹吗？
哦。
Anyway, I think that's it for today's lesson. We learned some crucial vocabulary, such as look out shark.
小心鲨鱼。
We talked about the difference between a small tank
缸
and a large tank
池
And most importantly, we learned how to ask rhetorical questions
不什么什么吗
Speaking of questions, if you have any
给我们写信或者在网站上留言
We look forward to hearing from you
mm-hmm.
From Beijing, I'm Brendan
我是 Echo
Have fun